We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear football, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
How you doing, Rich? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate Great to have you with us. Now, let's cut to the chase here, get to the important stuff. Are we interfering with your golf game?
No, not at all. They put me on a hole. I'm just working my putting game here, so I'm okay to step away.
Excellent. Now, you've been hitting them straight today, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've been trying to help out a little bit, help some groups out, but it's been a great turnout here. A lot of support for Maine Athletics and a lot of people here that are committed to seeing Maine Athletics grow and continue to get better.
Well, it's been quite a day. It was CAA Media Day, a virtual media day this year. Your first as head coach, how was it?
It was good. It was we had Joe Fagnano on. We had Adrian Otero. So two of our captains. It was great to get them on, to talk about Maine football and to be in this role and represent Maine football, the University of Maine, and the state of Maine is certainly an honor, and I was excited to be able to do that today.
You mentioned Joe and Adrian, and that's just another indication of what you've got here, and that's a team that seems to me to be loaded with a lot of guys who are good leaders.
Yes, yeah. Joe has been lights out. He's a steady guy, consistent, same person every day, comes into work, in the weight room and on the field and in the meeting room. I think he's a guy that's been recognized, in his time here, who all of his teammates can count on to be present, to work hard, and, he's a great leader for us. And Adrian has really come into that role, and, through his experience on the field, and it's been great to see him grow in just the short amount of time I've been here.
Today also saw the release of the preseason poll. Ho-hum, you've been around a long time. You remember as a player and as an assistant coach that it seems like whoever votes in these polls just never gives the Black Bears the respect they deserve. All I'll say is this, I'm pretty sure Maine's going to finish a lot higher than eighth come November.
Yeah, that's certainly, not to sound like a coach here, but certainly not something we're focused on. I think, those things, I think sometimes people lose track of who we have and what we have for talent. We're confident in the group we have here and excited about the kids and the work they've been putting in. They have been outstanding since I've been here and their commitment to training in the winter, spring practice, and then here this summer, they've been great.
Yeah, how have the numbers been on campus this summer?
Great. We had, in the month of July, we had around 83 players here training with the program. In June, we had around 65 to 70. So, these guys are really committed to the process here, the process of getting better every day, the process of being in the weight room, which has a direct correlation to success in the field. So it was great. I'm really proud of these guys for coming together and staying together this summer.
And then it all begins next week as preseason officially gets underway. You've got to be excited about that.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot of anticipation to get started back on the field and just start working through, all the pieces of playing football, offense, defense, special teams, and the fundamentals that are involved in each one. And that's why we do this and why the players play is to come out and be challenged every day. And preseason camp certainly provides that opportunity. And it's an opportunity for us to be together, really, and without any distractions outside the program. It's an opportunity for us to be together for three straight weeks and really just focus on ourselves. So excited to get the guys back here. They're on a short break right now, and then they'll be reporting on Tuesday next week.
Well, you've got a great nucleus coming back, and then it sure looks like a terrific recruiting class as well. And you guys have really never stopped recruiting. Throughout the summer, you've been adding new Black Bears.
Yeah, we're able to add a few other guys here, pieces that, just with my time getting here, that a few pieces that were slow to add, but feel confident in the guys we found, that they're fitting, just certain our standards as people, but also as football players as well. So we're able to add a few pieces in the month of July, and we'll continue to work on next year's class as well.
So how do you structure? Do you do about 3 weeks of just sorting things out, determining who is who on the depth chart, and then take that last week to get into a game one mode and prepare for New Mexico?
Yeah, we, you know, that first week is kind of like an acclimatization week. And then that second and third week are really focused on ourselves. So 3 weeks of ourselves and then a week and a half of prep for New Mexico.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a terrific season, a talented group here, lots of excitement for the Black Bears. The schedule looks challenging, but I think poses some great opportunities for the Bears as well. So, Jordan, we look forward to seeing you up there at practice in the days ahead. Enjoy the rest of your golf game today, and we'll catch you on the field next week.
Thanks, Rich. Looking forward to seeing you guys on campus. Thank you.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team. CAA Media Day today. And yes, indeed, Maine was picked 8th in the preseason poll. Number one, no surprise, I called this one yesterday. I told you Villanova would be the number one seed, and I think that makes sense. Delaware was picked to finish 2nd. Rhode Island 3rd. I'm shocked, and yet I'm not. The voters in the poll have had a love affair with Rhode Island for the last few years that I just don't understand. Because they've started well and then they fade at the end, as Rhode Island has done for the better part of the last 30 years. I will tell you this, I don't have a hat, but I will buy one and eat it if the Black Bears don't finish with a better record than Rhode Island come the end of the season. Richmond was picked number 4, William and Mary 5, and Black Bears just ahead of New Hampshire in the number 8 spot.